Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. How can I say that? I've been doing this 41 years. That's right, knocking out all bumps for better than four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez, and right now I'm streaming on YouTube and Twitch.tv, right? No, the crazy Twitch went crazy on me right now, so we're got a delay on the video. Bottom line is, you know, we're in the studio and everything's going good, and then all of a sudden the Twitch goes crazy and the YouTube goes crazy, you know, and I want to take the computer and I want to throw it through a window, but there's no windows here, so I can't throw it through a window. Bottom line is, I'm waiting for the YouTube to come back up. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition, of course, coming to you live from the San Francisco, California Sports Byline Studio, Saturday, April 18th, of course, live coming to us is a card from the UK. Of course, that'll be on DAZN. That's coming up with Ben Whitaker and Brain, not Brian, Brain, another Mexican who couldn't spell his name right. Spelled it B-A. Anyway, bottom line is, don't know whether he's spelling Brian or Brain, but the bottom line is, got another A in there. And the bottom line is, he's going to take on Ben Whitaker. Ben Whitaker can't fight much, but he's a good show. And that's basically what it's all about. He's a good show. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you from the city by the bay. And Saturday edition's 1 hour as I try to put this YouTube back together. That's why I'm spacing out here back and forth. I think we got it going now. So it is live as I speak. Straight up. This is a Saturday edition or a 1 hour show. Of course, the Sunday edition, 2 hours, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios at the same time, 11:06 a.m. Pacific time, 2:06 p.m. Eastern time. So we are live on YouTube as I speak. I got the video back up and rocking and rolling, and on Twitch.tv as well. Listen, nothing pisses me off more than when electronic stuff doesn't work for you, because it's supposed to. That's supposed to. That's the stuff that's supposed not to fail. Humans have failures, right? But electronics, they're supposed to work everywhere but here. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll get it together on the other side of the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Got to turn on the microphone here. Yeah, everything's working good. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Listen, when spit starts happening and it starts rolling downhill, it's like it starts off like a little tiny rock, right? And then after a while, it gets momentum. The rock gets bigger, and bottom line is, you know, things go crazy. But the bottom line, of course, the fights happening last night across and the Big Apple, the chicks were on top. Is Socrates Palmer's ready to rock? Okay, let's take it to the to the Bronx. I'm having a horror. Listen, man, I'm having all kinds of technical issues in here. In fact, if I could Molotov cocktail the studio right now, I would.
Well, you can't say it out loud, brother. We can't incriminate ourselves.
Well, I know. You know, I'm never fake. Listen, if spit's going bad and people are, I'd let them know. I mean, I just let him know. This was just like this morning. Everything was working fine. 3 minutes before the show, the Twitch and the sport and the and the YouTube starts going crazy, and you see a freeze in this and that. So, you know, I mean, anyway, it's on me. You didn't make it to the Garden last night, did you?
No, I did not. But from what my understanding, it was an entertaining night. You know, I know a couple of people that went, headlined by Alicia Baumgardner, who is little by little trying to take the mantle as the face of female fighting. She won, which is good, and she looks good. So I think that helps her cause.
I got a question for you. Isn't Bob Garner a Jewish name?
It is Jewish. Yeah, it is.
Okay. She looks awfully. I don't know. I guess she's a dark skinned Jew. I don't know, but the bottom line, she's black.
Yeah, she's. I mean, from my understanding, she's a black chick from the Midwest. And yeah, it's kind of maybe like, well, Whoopi Goldberg is Goldberg by marriage, right?
Whoopi, listen, don't bring Whoopi Goldberg in. How dare you bring Whoopi Goldberg to this conversation? You know what she told me one time?
You actually met Whoopi?
No, we were standing in line to go into a first class flight. I forget where it was, and she said something like, she was ragging about something, but she, you know, I just. She walked right past me, went and did her thing. But that was Oprah. She wasn't flying on her own plane then. She was flying on a United flight.
Okay.
So maybe her plane was down. But the bottom line is, listen, the chicks did look good last night. They all got paid. Of course, we'll talk about it. Let's go through the card just a little bit here. Of course, Lonnie Daniels, a 5-1 underdog, ended up stopping the defending champion, Shadisa Green. That was in the ninth round at TKO. Of course, Green coming in at 16-1, now 16-2. Of course, Lonnie Daniels, a 5-1 underdog. Now, when she got to give her some props, she's 11-4, of course. Not a big puncher, per se. The women aren't big punchers. I thought that Shadisa could crack a little bit, but the bottom line is, you know, these chicks went back and forth, and a 5-1 underdog won, and I think that's sort of good. Anytime, you know, underdogs are good for boxing, and I always tell people that underdogs are really good for boxing because that's what boxing is, the theater of the unexpected. Sometimes it's the theater of the deranged, but for the most part, it's the theater of the unexpected.
Absolutely. A big upset in the world of women's boxing. 5-1 underdog. I believe Daniels hails from Australia. Shadisa Green maybe got caught looking past her. She, you know, had been calling out Clarissa Shields. I know Tom had interviewed her on his show. And she ended the night in an ugly fashion. Like she was taken out in a stretcher. And that's something you don't see in women's boxing. But from all accounts, she says that she's okay. It was more precautionary. But I'll tell you what, if women's boxing ended in knockouts, it would be a lot more popular.
No. I'm glad you brought that up. I am glad that you brought that up. Because let me tell you how I started my Friday column at Substack.com. That's all right. P-A-Y-D-R-O, Pedro, P-A-Y-D-R-O, 1234. Dateline San Francisco. First off, I think women could do a better job in running the world than men. That being said, I'm still not a big fan of women's boxing. I think the best female fights Pedro's ever witnessed was during my tenure as a San Francisco policeman. I mean,
so not in the ring.
No, when you combine mean chicks and booze, And I used to go to bars. We'd go to bars and chicks be fighting, and I would tell the girl or the guy that I was with, I'd say to him, just chill. She would, I go, let them fight. Let them fight. What do you ever let them fight? I said, you don't want to get in the middle of that, man. Just let them fight. Let them get tired. They'll get tired in like in a minute. Just let them get tired. And you let them get tired, because if you don't let them get tired, you have to tangle with them and you can get nasty. And at one time, just a few blocks from the studio, not too far from the studio, I was called, I think we were three out of four at that point in time, but we were called to a bar dispute. We rolled up on the bar, and this girl is kicking the snot out of three or four dudes. They're on the ground, and she's kicking them in the head with her high heels. And I'm saying to myself, whoa, I got to jump out of the car. I got to do this. And my field training officer said, no, don't move. I said, what? He goes, let her finish. And so it was a her. It was a dude. What happened was these guys from Concord went into this gay bar and started feeling up this transsexual lady, and she took them outside and kicked their ass.
I got nothing after that. How do you follow up that?
Sock. Laid them out. I'm serious. Laid them out. And you know what? She never took off her heels.
Wow, that's a bad broad.
No, that's why he said to me, "Go let her do her thing. Let her do her thing." And we didn't know it was a tranny. I mean, we were pulling up to a tranny bar, so it was probably a good. I didn't know that. I was on the street like a month. You know, these are all the experiences you they throw you at it when you're a recruit policeman, you're a rookie policeman. They throw you at all everything. But the bottom line is, I think women could run into a better job in running world. And last night was a positive shot in the arm, I think, for women's boxing. I think Miss Bumgarner is, you know, she can fight a little bit. She's got a little personality to her. And, you know, I wish her the very best. Her opponent, you know, the young lady from Korea, she always seems to put up a decent fight. There's no doubt about that. But she was like a 7-1 underdog, so I didn't think she was going to win.
No, definitely it was a showcase for Bumgarner's star potential. And, you know, unfortunately, she's in the weight class that there's – you know, if you want to be a star, you kind of need a dance partner. You know, Amanda Serrano, who had Katie Taylor as a rival.
Stick a fork in Amanda.
Well, probably both, yeah. You know, but, you know, Alicia, she needs a rival. You know, I thought a couple of years ago, her and Michaela Mayer had a really good fight. I actually thought Michaela Mayer should have got the decision. Maybe they could do a rematch. But she certainly looks the part, Bumgarner. She's nice to look at. She can fight a little bit. And like you said, she's got a personality.
You know, I was looking at This lady sounds like a Korean sandwich. Bo Mi Ri Shin. That was her name. Sounds like a Vietnamese, one of them Vietnamese sandwiches you buy in the corner. Anyway, all the people, most of the chicks, she lost to a girl that in her debut that never fought before or after. So there was some suspect. There are some suspect fights on her resume.
That's the unfortunate reality with women's boxing. It's like there's very little in between. So they're very advanced, or they're just like, is this how you wrap your hands? Like, it's like, you know, the degrees of skill are just, you know, it's like a seesaw. It's either to the extreme, they're okay, and then they're just terrible.
So. You know, sort of bad. Well, I'll mention it in a second, but Lonnie Daniels, the 5-1 underdog that won, she was 11-4 with one knockout coming in. And listen, you know, a few months ago, I can't remember who that Irish fighter was, but Tommy D kept him up until like 5 or 6 in the morning. You think Tommy D did that last night with the chicks?
I don't know. We're gonna find out. I didn't see any incriminating pictures from him on Instagram, so maybe.
But
no.
He never puts the incriminating. He never puts incriminating pictures up there. I mean, he listen. That's Sir Thomas Dillamuth. He's smarter than the average bear. All in all, the card did draw well. Drew okay. Of course, the promoter was Jake Paul, and Jake Paul is paying these people and. All in all, what did you know? I take it back. I got to say this. Boxing is a pretty self-explanatory sport. You don't really need to know what's going on. It's all in a square in front of you, in front of the TV set. That broad, whoever she was last night, they kept talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. She never shut the duck up. Not once. She kept this style, that style. She's doing this. She's doing now. You don't need to tell all that stuff. It's self-explanatory. A good punch, we can see a good punch. Shut your mouth, woman.
Yeah. That's something that's okay. It's a lot different calling a fight on TV than it is on the radio. And some guys or girls in this case forget that, hey, we've got eyes. We know what we're watching. We don't need every single thing explained. That's a bad job. But hopefully the producers, you know,
180 seconds of that broad. 180 seconds of that broad. She never shut the duck up once. I kept saying, shut the duck up. Shut the duck up. Finally, I turned the volume down the whole way. And guess what? It's not really enjoyable watching the fight with no volume on unless you really hate the announcer. And I don't hate the announcer per se. I just thought it was very unprofessional. And like, you know, I mean, this is not, she's like, get somebody else.
Yeah. Honestly, was that Sinisa Estrada?
CNS was Estrada. I thought she was a little bit better than that. But if that was her, she needs to go back to school. Because, listen, I mean, they kept over and over and over again repeating the same thing, telling us this, telling us that. Anyway, let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. We're going to roll to an early break here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the line, of course, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. I think I failed to introduce him properly earlier. But the bottom line is he is on the line. He'll be with us for a little bit. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. And I think we're live on Twitch.tv and YouTube as well.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'll be looking at my stuff, man.
Is that real?
Folks, what do you mean, is it real? Is that real?
And I'd like to ask Muhammad, after so many fights, how can he stay so good looking?
You heard that, man. She just said that to hurt me. His face was different, but he'd been punched to look like this.
You know what I heard? You know what somebody told me? Somebody interviewed one of your relatives, and they said when you were a baby, you were so ugly, every time you cry, the tears would turn around and go down the back of your head. Don't get me on your show playing your game. I'm not a comedian.
Yes, you are.
Now, I'll take you in the ring.
You're funny looking.
Quite I don't remember my nose bleeding.
I saw it.
If I had a lower IQ, I could enjoy all of this.
Your IQ never reached room temperature.
Red Fox, before a Mike Tyson fight, Mike Tyson was fighting for the heavyweight championship. Trevor Burbick was defending the title. I can't think it was 1988, 87, somewhere around 87, I think it was. Anyway, we're at the Las Vegas Hilton. I scalped a few tickets, so I don't have a ticket for myself, okay? So I don't have a ticket, so I'm standing in front. Red Fox walks up, and I'm with this guy named Lenny Albert. So Lenny says, take a picture of me and Red Fox. So I take a picture of him and Red Fox, and Red Fox has got cocaine coming down both nostrils, on his shirt, right in front of, I ain't lying, on his lips, the whole nine yards. It was, he was so obvious he had been snorting cocaine. It was silly. The whole nine yards, of course, Red Fox and I have the same attorney. May Red rest in peace, but Mark Risman, we have the same attorney out of Las Vegas, and we have had
for about 25 or 30 years now, so we wish Mark the best, but Red Fox was pretty cool. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Speaking of Ring Talk, of course, you know, I've got the Substack column, of course, it's substack.com, and the bottom line is, I was making money with newspapers and magazines. I made a good amount of money traveling and writing around the world, this and that, getting to go places, and people would pay me to get on planes, come over there and write about things and then come back. But the bottom line is the newspaper era sort of dried up with the dot-com type of thing. And the dot-com pay just wasn't quite the same. I mean, I don't know if I told you this, but British Boxing Monthly offered me, was giving me $2,500 for a cover story. Okay, the Tyson and Douglas, I think that what they gave me. And of course, when they went digital, they wanted to give me $300 for a story. So $300 for the same story I was giving them for $2,500, you can kiss my you-know-what. Bottom line is, so I just backed away. And in 2012, I sort of walked away from writing for others, per se. And now that I'm back with this new Substack column, check it out, PAYDRO1234. That's Pedro, instead of like PR, PAYDRO1234. Of course, the recent article I put up there on Floyd Money Mayweather, I want to get Socrates' reaction to this. Having recently penned a piece about the financial entanglements that Floyd Mayweather is facing right now, I came up with three not-so-good possible outcomes. Floyd goes to jail in America, Floyd goes to jail in Dubai, Floyd takes himself out, meaning he finds a way to voluntarily stop breathing. Any of those options sound like they're viable to you?
Wow, that would be... Listen, I'm not a Mayweather fan at all, but that would... C would be horrible.
No, and I'm not saying it wouldn't, but the bottom line is...
It'll make a movie. It'll make the movie more interesting.
Well, but I think if I was faced with his problems, I'd just check out. I mean, come on, man. The world's closing in on you. I mean, you know, your strip club, they're going to take your strip club down there. And I don't know if I told you this, but I sent a couple spies. Actually, I sent one spy twice into a strip club. I gave the guy a few bucks and go down the street. Why do you want to pay me to go to a strip club? I said, just go to the strip club and shut the duck up. So anyway, he goes to the strip club. He goes there the first time, and there's only one dude in there, one other dude in there. This is a big strip club. I mean, this is like a huge strip club. Big building in the whole nine yards. So there was only one dude in there. It was a couple of strippers, this and that. So when he went back, I said, listen to him, man, you must have went at a bad time. So I conned him into going back again for the same amount of money I paid him to go the first time. Anyway, bottom line is he goes back and he says to me there was about three or four dudes there and there was like eight to 12 strippers. He wasn't sure because it was dark. So I said, no, 8 to 12 strippers. Bottom line is it's not making any money. Even his hoes can't make money. Floyd's in deep trouble.
What about a fourth option? What if he, you know, he makes people believe that he, you know, that he offed himself and he's, you know, lives the rest of his life in some remote island?
You mean like Harold, like Harold Smith did in Dubai? I'm just kidding. Harold, may you rest in peace. Listen, if anybody could have pulled off their death and hit it out, it was Harold Smith, born Ross Fields. Of course, he embezzled better than $35, $40, $100 million, who God knows how much it was, from the Wells Fargo Bank back in the 1980s to promote and run a company called Muhammad Ali Pro Sports. So he ran that. He was a promoter, per se. Of course, he took me around the world. He introduced me to Muhammad Ali. That was, that was like a seminal moment in my life, without a doubt. Of course, I remember getting. I told you how I got real tight with Ali, right? I bought him that Big Mac.
No, I don't know the story.
Well, check this out. We're starving in China. I lost like 8 pounds. Okay. In a week. So we're starving in China because they said they're going to bring out these Americans over there, and we're at some Century Stays, New Century Hotel, I forget which one it was. Anyway, so we're in Beijing, and we're being fed, and they're trying to feed us American food, but they can't cook it. So they're undercooking bacon, they're undercooking eggs. Nobody's going to eat undercooked stuff like that. So we decided to pass on the food. I mean, when there's more running, when there's more water on top of the scrambled eggs than there is in the egg, it was nasty. Bottom line is, so we didn't eat. We just didn't eat. We refrained from eating. In fact, when we went, we'd go out to different parties. I mean, you know, because we were invited to a lot of parties. We'd go out to different parties. We would eat there. Ali and I would take like a plate home with us. I kid you not. That's how bad the food was in Beijing the first time in 1993. So anyway, how can I put this? I'm going to McDonald's because that's the only place in town that I know. And I don't eat McDonald's, you guys. Everybody knows that I don't eat McDonald's, especially, well, back then I might have. Anyway, bottom line is I don't eat McDonald's. So I see Lonnie Ali, Muhammad Ali's wife, in the lobby. And she goes, Pedro, where are you going? I said, I'm going to McDonald's. She goes, really? It was like I hit the lottery. What? I say, what? She goes, yeah. She goes, really? I said, yeah. She goes, can you get Muhammad? Well, I said, yeah. So write it down. So, like, we get a couple quarter pounders, a couple of Big Macs, the whole 9 yards. So I bring all this junk food back to them, and he's happier than a pig in slop because he hasn't eaten. He lost 18 pounds. People don't know. I mean, when you lose 18 pounds in 10 days, they're not feeding you.
At least he didn't get, you know, delusions of a comeback back in 93 after losing all that weight.
That's good. But he, listen, that whole thing with him, you know, Harold Smith, the may he rest in peace per se. But he you know, that was the first trip with Ali. And I remember the second trip when they hired me to be his bodyguard and that kind of good stuff. I was like freaking out. And I'm sitting in business, and Muhammad Ali's up in this executive class. He's got his own bed and that kind of good stuff. So I guess we're about 45 minutes into the flight, and Ali comes back to coach. He goes, you're supposed to be watching me. I said, and I'm thinking, yeah? He goes, well, you can't watch me from here. He goes, grab your stuff, all of it. So I grabbed all my stuff. I went up to the executive cabin, sat down, and I realized I had my own bed. I had a seat that reclined into a bed the whole 9 yards. So I'm like tripping out. And like Ali says, you know, just this is where your bed's going to be. So I said, okay, so I can't go to sleep, Sock. I can't sleep. Ali's like, you know, like 3 or 4 feet away from him. Him and his wife are snoring. They both snored. Okay, so they're snoring, and it's not that they're snoring that's keeping me awake. It's where I'm at.
It's a different world, huh?
Yeah. Well, Muhammad, man, sitting up there with Muhammad Ali, you got to be kidding me. Of course, and then before we go to a break, I opened up the door to the cockpit, and all three people were asleep in the China Airlines cockpit. We never flew China Airlines after that. All three of them were asleep. I tried to wake them up. I couldn't. I went back and told Lonnie. Lonnie Ali thought I was going out of my mind. She's like my elementary school principal thought my imagination was too great. And the bottom line is she opened up the door. All three guys were asleep. Yeah. Imagine that. You're flying across the ocean, and all three guys are asleep. They're in charge of flying the plane. We'll get back to boxing after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm going to be going into depth. I'm going to be going into this in depth tomorrow on the Sunday show. I'll get my act together by Sunday. I promise you, no stuttering, no stammering. In other words, I won't drink before the show. Just kidding. Bottom line is, we'll do a show tomorrow and bring in about the subject of James Prince. James Prince Sr., of course, the man that was the CEO of Rap-A-Lot Records. He got involved in boxing in the 1990s, per se, with Mayweather and people like that. Now his kid, James Prince Jr., well, the bottom line is he's a record mogul. That kind of goes, he's a thug. But the bottom line is three guys have been shot around him in the last few weeks. One guy was Duke the Jeweler. He was shot. Bottom line is Takeoff was shot. Another rapper, he died. And then a guy named Ben 10 was shot. So three people were shot hanging around with James Prince. We'll talk about James Prince, both junior and senior, tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Keith Colon continued to be undefeated. He was impressive last week, huh, Sock?
I guess. I mean, it's not his fault that, you know, he fought a guy that was a total stiff. But, Keith continues to win, another notch on the resume. And hopefully, you know, he's on to bigger and brighter things in the near future. But it's hard to gauge.
Do you know how I used to get guys who were like decided underdogs to fight a little bit better when I was a matchmaker? Because I would offer them a bonus. I say to them, listen, man. I said, you go out there and put up a good show. I said, I'll give you a little bit more extra money. And these guys are making like $450 for a fight. If I give them an extra $100, that's something. You know what I'm saying? So these four round fights and things like that. So you gotta be a little creative when you're a matchmaker.
Yeah, I mean that's a great idea. A lot of these guys really is just, hey man, the cable bill is due next week. I got to, you know, it's like the hard part is just making the weight. And it's a shame because after the fight, you know, you could tell Keith was a little disappointed. He expected the guy to at least try. You know, he sold a lot of tickets and, you know, his people were there to support him. But you don't want somebody that's just going to lay down. Yeah.
No, and I get that. So you bring in a battle-tested guy that has never laid down before and is rugged and that kind of good stuff. Sometimes, you know what? I think they're afraid to over-grab. You know what I mean by over-grab? In other words, I think they're afraid to step up to maybe another level opponent, and they're sort of like at a point right now where they're trying to get him 4- and 6-round and 8-round fights and this and that. But he'll build it up. Eventually, I think that 10-0 and 10 knockout record, of course, it sounds like he's a Mike Tyson killer, and he's really not, but he's a brain.
Right.
Where's he graduating from? Rutgers?
Yes, Rutgers University in New Jersey.
Okay.
Fine school. I believe his major is in psychology.
Oh boy. So. Psychology and a boxer. That sounds pretty good. So anyway, have you ever heard of Daniel Kinahan?
Is that the alleged Irish mobster?
Not the alleged. No, there's nothing alleged. Nothing alleged about that dude. What are you talking about?
No, I know. I'm just joking. Yeah. Well, you are guilty.
Let me tell you, that guy's a stone cold killer. And the reason why I can say that is that I'm looking at his background here. Of course, he was arrested in Dubai this week on a warrant from the from Ireland. But I thought the United States had a warrant out on him, like a $5 million warrant. No questions asked. It's a $5 million reward. $5 million reward in the U.S. for him. But the bottom line is, he evidently was arrested in Dubai, and of course he's being held without bail. He's going to be taken back, I think, to Ireland. But of course, they say he was involved in the heroin, cocaine, and at least 20 deaths. 20.
Yeah, he's a busy man, you know, without a doubt. Mr. Callahan, and at the same time, you know, he was involved in boxing. He was Tyson Fury's ex-manager.
Good point. In 2016, he was a victim of an assassination attempt outside the Dublin Regency Hotel in Dublin, Ireland. Of course, I think one of his partners was shot to death, but they tried to kill him.
It's a dangerous thing to be friends with a killer.
It is what it is. Back to Floyd Mayweather. Let me tell you. Manny Pacquiao bought a gym that he had in Los Angeles. So Manny Pacquiao took over a gym with a rent, and the employees hadn't been paid in a long time. The employees just walked off the job in Los Angeles at Floyd's gym. So Floyd couldn't pay the rent there. But wait, I'm not done. AJ's Jewelry in Miami has filed a lawsuit claiming Mayweather bounced checks for watches and jewelries in August of 2025, totaling $1.3 million. When you bounce checks, that's not a civil thing. That gets into criminal actions. Anyway, Floyd also has an outstanding $330,000 bill for the unpaid rent of a Manhattan apartment. I mentioned the strip club earlier. And last week, the IRS hit him with a $7.7 million lien. So, Floyd, I'm telling you, man, is Floyd going to do this thing with Manny Pacquiao? Is that how he's going to try to get out of the whole fight in Manny Pacquiao or what?
I mean, what else can he do to make money? I mean, it's not like Floyd could go and speak at a graduation.
Well, no. If Floyd wanted to make any money, he could read one page of Harry Potter.
Yeah, that was a challenge made by his old buddy Curtis Jackson, aka 50 Cent.
You know, Curtis is not my favorite guy, but he does some things that are just extraordinary.
He is the king of trolls. I think he is the undisputed king of petty. King of trolls. He beats with everybody.
Okay, just, exactly. Wait, I'm not done here on Mayweather. Hold on. Mayweather also got hit with a $3 million judgment in the last couple of weeks. It started out as he got $200,000 for making appearances in Nigeria that he never made. That's how big a dummy Floyd is. Think about this. He turned a $200,000 appearance fee into a $3 million loss because of outright ignorance, plus the legal fees involved.
Listen. Floyd at one point was probably very an enviable character. Right now, I don't think it would be a good thing to be Floyd Mayweather.
I don't think I ever wanted to stand in Floyd Mayweather's shoes.
Yeah, look.
No, I'm serious. I'm enviable. I don't think I ever wanted to stand in his shoes. I met him in 1996 when he was a whining little bitch at the Olympic trials after having lost to Augie Sanchez. He was going around. He was sobbing so bad, he would have went through a whole box of Kleenex.
He's a sore loser. The mighty have fallen greatly, you know. And there's a guy that for years, before the financial troubles, he was, you know, he had been in jail for slapping up women, an ex partner of his, he broke her phone, he did a little bit of time. He's gotten away because of his talent. You know, and because of the fact that he was able to create this character that was, you know, crossed over into the mainstream of being this ultimate heel. But that's it. When you're old, you're done. You know, especially, you know, you make bad decisions with your money. The only way he can make real money if he fights a real fight and puts that O on the line. Because the Pacquiao fight, which had a little bit of buzz, is part of the reason it's being disputed, because he wanted to make it an exhibition because he's so protective of this zero, you know, that he has, you know, on the back half of his record. And in reality, a real fight fan doesn't care, because, yeah, you can fool, millennial and Floyd's the greatest. No one's putting Floyd on the top of any, you know, boxing list as far as being an all-time great. Just because he's 50-0.
I mean, you know what? But the current generation, I mean, and the black guys especially, yeah. I mean, the black guys are absolutely enamored with him, man. Young black guys are so enamored with Floyd Mayweather. Yes. Is it the Flash?
Yeah, look, that is true. He's got Devin Haney, Shakur Stevenson. He birthed that generation of fighter. And I get it, because you see the greatness, you see the Flash, and there's nothing wrong with being Flash. And he's not the first guy to be flashy. Sugar Ray Robinson had a pink Cadillac back in the 50s.
He had a pink bathrobe and a pink shower cap.
Right? So Floyd's not the first one to do it. This just happened. His thing just happened to be on, you know, in front of the cameras of HBO and Showtime for the world to see, you know. So, and I get it. It's the reason why I love Ric Flair, because Ric Flair, you know, was styling and profiling. But, if, you know, you need sizzle. You know, aside from sizzle, you also need steak. Okay. And when you look at Floyd Mayweather, nah. I'm sorry.
June 1984, Sugar Ray Robinson sat in the Aladdin Hotel with me wearing a pink shower cap and a pink bathrobe. That's why I came up with that. Of course, Floyd's got some Bitcoin issues, got some problems in Dubai. And I'll say this, you know, you can piss on jewelers, gas stations. He even owes like $120,000 worth of gasoline fuel or something like that. But the bottom line is you can jet fuel. And speaking, he sold a jet too. But the bottom line is you can piss on jewelers, gas stations, landlords in the U.S. It's a legal thing, a civil thing. But when you piss on people in Dubai, I've been there. You can get hurt. And things are happening in Dubai. You know, the recent chaos in Dubai and all the terrorism, what you want to call it, this and that. I mean, this Irish guy being arrested there, they weren't doing that stuff 3 or 4 months ago. But notice when the country started falling apart, now all of a sudden they're working with international allies. But he's been wanted for a long time.
Yeah, he's, you know, look, Floyd's been on the top of a lot of lists, you know. I don't think he ever expected to be on the list of, you know, most wanted deadbeats in 2026. I don't know if that was on anyone's bingo card.
Okay. May the 2nd, of course, the great David Benavidez returns, 31 and zip. I call him the charismatic monster. I mean, I have a picture of him and his kids. He looks like almost like a Mexican Leave It to Beaver. He just, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's that much family. Yeah. And then I saw him with the kids in Vegas, and they are that tight of a unit.
Yeah, yeah, he does give off that vibe. You know, he's always around his family. He's got a lovely wife. You know, he's always
Mexican
around his
monster
brother and his
father. This Mexican monster thing, he's not really. I mean, he's a monster, all that kind of good stuff, but he's really like a soft guy on the it's sort of, listen, the persona, I mean, the boxing persona and the real-life persona, I think, are two different things than David Benavidez.
I think he knows how to flip a switch, though. I think David Benavidez has a look. Yeah. Don't try me, you know. Try me.
Okay, May the second, he's taking on Gilberto Ramirez, Zerto Ramirez. You know, Zerto. You know, Zerto's got two chances of slimming nut. Take that back. Zerto has a chance because he's got some bulk on him, but I think he's just a chubby Chicano about to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree.
I think David Ramirez, you know, it's going to be interesting how he carries that extra weight. And it's not like Benavidez is a one-punch, you know, Julian Jackson type of fighter. Mm-mm. I think he's going to have to do some boxing. You know, Zerto's tough. I don't think he's that good. I'm in the same boat. I think he's a little bit of a hype job. But it's I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. I think David's going to have to, you know, use some superior skill to beat Zerto.
Okay, David Benavidez, I think, is a bit. Me and Mike Tyson agree on 3 or 4 things. That David Benavidez is the best fighter in the world. We both like our Khalifa Kush. We both think that I spell Robin Gibbons' name properly, Robbing. Hey, I told you about that cease and desist letter that they sent us. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
No way.
Virgil Thrasher calls me up on the phone. He goes, you know, this is back in the days of fax machines. He goes, you know, I got a fax today from Robin Gibbons' attorney. I said, yeah, so what? He goes, yeah, well, they want a cease and desist letter. They don't want you calling her Robbing in columns anymore. So you got to be kissing them. So I, you know, I put the G back in there. I took the G off and put apostrophe there, but then I put the G back. that's you send me a cease and desist letter, I'll cease and desist. Yeah, right. Bottom line is Fabio Wardley and Danny DeBar are going to hook it up. That's going to be May the 9th on the Zone pay-per-view. I got a problem with this being on pay-per-view because Fabio Wardley is a world. I think he's a talent that people should see, and I don't think that you should watch him only on pay-per-view. These are guys that you should watch on regular TV, on regular Zone, and then you come back and you get them later on pay-per-view.
I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. I think, how do you build up a star if you got to pay to see him? It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, what do I know?
What do you know? You're a boxing PhD. You know a lot. I thank you for your time, your expertise. Say hello to the wife, hug her, and you have a good thing going on there at home. Be happy.
I'm a lucky man. Thank you, Pedro, for having me on as always. Love you.
The great Socrates Palmer, boxing PhD. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This time tomorrow. on the road. So I got to get on the telephone.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Zuffa Sports getting into the world of boxing, and that's not happening too well. It's not coming over too well as far as the regular boxing people are concerned, but we'll talk about that more next week when I bring in Mark Rizman, my attorney. Of course, I talked earlier about having the same attorney as Red Fox, the late Red Fox. Well, we'll talk with Mark Rizman next week about a lot of things, but Mark's like a pretty knowledgeable dude, and he'll spend some time on the show. We'll maybe even talk a little Red Fox as well. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the zone as I speak, of course, starting in just a few minutes or within an hour, I think, is Ben Whitaker. He's a colorful lad. He's 10-0 with a draw, and he's got a few knockouts, but he's not a guy that can fight all that well, and he's fighting a guy that can't spell his name. I mean, his name is B-R-A-A-I-N. I kid you not. It's like Brian. Bottom line, his last name is Suarez. He's from Mexico or from Argentina. He can't fight all that well. He's been knocked out 3 or 4 times, so obviously he's being brought in here to lay down for Ben Whitaker. But Ben Whitaker can't fight too much. I wish him the very best luck. But, you know, draws and, how can I put this? Guys that sell tickets, that's what it's all about. I had guys here in San Francisco that couldn't fight too well, but they could sell tickets. When I was promoting fights back in the 90s, of course, guys that
couldn't lick a stamp per se. They could sell some tickets, so we had to get bad guys to fight them. I mean, sometimes it was so bad, you get him bringing guys and, well, what's your record? 0-6. Tell them you're 2-5. I mean, you know, you want to put to be real about the 0-6, but the bottom line is that is the world of club fighting, no doubt about that. Now, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I can't wait to get to that because this has been a bit of a train wreck of a show, and it's not due to my producer. He's been wonderful in the other room. I want to thank him very, very much. Of course, talk about Daniel Ogden, the super dad, the super son, all that kind of good stuff. His mom is not feeling well that well. We wish her the very best, but he's got two beautiful boys at home, and he's bringing them up, and he deserves a gold medal for being a dad. There's just no doubt about that. I want to mention that time and time again. Single fathers don't get nearly enough credit. Believe me, as a policeman, I know. Straight up. You are Ring Talk. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And I've stuttered for an hour. I've stammered for an hour. It's not been one of my Hall of Fame shows. There's no doubt about that. But I am headed for the Hall of Fame. I kid you not. Did I really say that? I had the audacity to say that. Well, how much more time do I have? Anyway, I got to get out of here. Until Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern. Actually, 11:06 a.m. Pacific time, 2:06 p.m. Eastern time. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition, comes at it with Tommy D and Larry Merchant and more. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Oh, but that's all right.